Matthew, the end of chapter 3. Jesus comes to John the Baptist. John recognizes that it's the Messiah and it's the one. Jesus says, "You need to baptize me." And John says, "You need to baptize me." And Jesus said, "No, we need to do it this way to fulfill all righteousness. It needs to be this way." John baptizes Jesus. He comes up out of the water. There, the Spirit descends in the form of a dove, and the voice of the Father, the audible voice of the Father, says what? "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Last verse, the end of chapter 3. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Another translation says, "This is my beloved Son, on whom my favor rests." God pronounces this incredible blessing on Jesus. Do you understand? This was an audible, pronounced blessing. I mean, God wrapped Himself in human form and poured His love into His own belovedness. But this is a pronounced blessing. This is chapter 3. Up until this point in His life, what had Jesus done? He had not entered into any public ministry. He had not entered any of the stuff we're going to read through the rest of Matthew and the rest of the Gospels. But yet the Father says, "This is my beloved, beloved." When Moses says, "Who do I say is sending Him?" "I am that I am." Jesus says, "Before Abraham was, I am." He is I am. You are beloved. Amen? Simple theology. Carry that the rest of your life. He is I am. You are beloved. Nothing changes that. That is rock. We are hidden in Christ. We have entered into everything that He has. This pronouncement, this is what I'm trying to tell you, this pronouncement of blessing on Jesus Christ has been pronounced onto you. You are His beloved child on whom His favor rests. That's all and everything and the fulfillment of everything in your whole life. You are beloved. Why? Because He is I am. That's truth. That's ultimate reality, that this blessing has been pronounced onto you. The thing the enemy does, the moment you enter into the pronouncement of the blessing of being the beloved, the enemy comes and he starts trying to get you to prove that you're worthy of that pronouncement. We enter into this proclamation of our blessed belovedness and that His favor is upon us, and then the enemy comes right up behind it, and for the rest of your life he'll be telling you, "You need to promote yourself. You need to proclaim yourself. You need to let everybody know how wonderful you are." You don't have to proclaim yourself. We all live with this humongous idol, and it's got three letters on it: ego. Esteemed greatly by others. You need to esteem me. No, when I enter into the reality that I am the beloved and His favor rests upon me, it doesn't matter if you esteem me or not. When I'm in the reality of I am His blessed, I don't have to be esteemed by you. The answer and the antidote, if I'm wrong on all these places over here, is simply entering into the reality of the blessing that God has pronounced.